Good morning, good afternoon. Maybe I should, of course, be saying good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world right now. Hello and welcome. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, Internet Business Marketing and Management Tips Center. Thank you so much for joining with me in this particular audio. We've been talking about article writing tips, how to write better articles for authority, to be able to save people's problems, to solve people's problems, I should be saying, in order to be able to provide them quick answers with authority, which will then draw them back to your website and give them solutions, which will establish you in the eyes of your customers as, yeah, this is the guy or this is the girl that we need to be talking to, listening to, etc., etc., etc. In this particular audio, we're going to continue on a little bit further. In the last, we're looking at the paragraph, so let's now move into the actual body of the article. I mentioned earlier that it's a good idea not to have too much to talk about. Even though we do want to tell it all, we also want to make sure it's outlined logically. This is going back all the way to the very beginning of the series. I like to suggest there's only about half a dozen things that can make the biggest difference. Now, these are not the everything to know about a particular topic. These are the need to know about a particular topic. About half a dozen that applies not just to different areas of business, but also in life itself. So I'm giving you that principle because I believe you can take it and you can apply it absolutely anywhere to save yourself a whole ton of time and trouble when it comes to writing your own articles. And that allows you to outline things in a logical, easy-to-follow format, which is very, very important from your customer's point of view. Remember, they are rushed. They have time constraints. They are confused because of all the crap that's out there these days. We want to make it easy for them to be able to find their way through. Of course, we learned in the earlier audio, that they like to read the article. Most will then skip from that first paragraph straight to the last paragraph. And then hopefully they'll then click through to your website. But of course, we haven't yet convinced them of our authority status, have we? In order to do that, it is the content that makes it possible. So not only should it be easy and logical and just simple for them to follow, but we can use some particular strategy, some particular tools like bullet points. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that when I record these audios, I have a number of bullet points set up in front of me. For this particular topic, I've got 7 different bullet points that I want to get through in this audio alone. It gives me direction. Well, there's no reason that when writing a text article, you cannot also use bullet points to give them direction. Yeah? To highlight a point, to illustrate an example, to back up a comment. You don't want to use nothing but bullet points, but they're a great tool to add in. Same with a step one, step two, step three. For example, if you're writing the answers to a how-to solution. Whatever you do when you're writing, make sure that your style, it flows, it's gradual, that one point leads to the next. Sometimes I get caught out with my audios because I don't work from a script. I guess because I've been doing this for so many years now, I trust and I believe in myself enough to be able to not work off a script just to have the points. But occasionally, I find myself making no sense whatsoever, because I've gotten distracted and I've just let one thing flow into another and into another into another. Well, this is the whole point of helping your customers. It's great for your writing style to flow, in my case, my speaking style to flow, but we want them to flow in direction. We want them to flow downriver, not off to the side, to the estuary. Yeah? And we do this by answering their questions. We do this by following that logical format. There is a question that comes to mind. It's a big question. And the big question is, I can't write. Now, that doesn't even sound like a question, does it? But the question is, I can't write. How can you make me believe that I can? Let me ask you this. Can you speak? And even if you are literally a mute, can you speak in your mind? Can you communicate with others? Yes, is the easy answer. therefore, I believe, yes, you can write. Write as you speak. Say it as it is, my favorite saying at the moment. Just say it as it is, without being too rude, without being too blatant, okay? You don't want to treat your customers like they're complete moronic idiots. You want to let them know that it's okay not to know the answers to these things. Just say it as it is. Talk as in your normal conversation. Your paragraphs also need to be very short. To the point. There we go. That was a short paragraph, wasn't it? What did it say? Did it get the message over? Your paragraphs need to be short, to the point. Why? Because our customers are rushed, because our customers are in a hurry, because our customers want answers with authority and solutions really, really, really quick. Yes? Okay. Remember I spoke right up at the beginning about there's only about half a dozen things that you really need to know about article writing. This is another one of them. Your paragraphs need to be short. Couple of reasons why. Number one, it makes it easier to read. Number two, it makes it easier to understand. Both of those are vitally important. By keeping them short, that means there's lots of white space. Hopefully you're using black text on a white background. But there's lots of white space, and it's easy to see. Most people are not going to print this stuff off. They're going to read it on the computer. Most people are not even going to read it. They're going to scan through it. Well, every time you have a paragraph break, it causes them to pull up just that split second and really see what's in that paragraph. So by keeping it short, you know, no more than 5-6 lines tops per paragraph. Even that's just way too much in many cases on the internet. This is internet for writing for internet business. Different to writing a novel. Very different. But keep it short, keep it simple. The old KISS formula, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. That's the un-PC way of saying it. These days, we're only allowed to say, keep it simple, silly. Ha 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 ha. I believe you should say it as it is. But keep it simple. And don't be afraid to spill the beans. I mean, this is the other big question. I'm going to finish off with this point. This is the big question. The discussion that is often debated in the online forums when it comes to article writing. The question is, should we or should we not answer their problem in the article? Because some people believe that if you don't answer the problem, then they have to click through to your website to find out the rest. Okay, that's a valid point. Some people also believe that if you do answer the problem, then, well, you know, they're not going to click through. That's also a valid point. Here's what I believe. It's a bit of both, actually. I believe that if you answer the problem, the immediate problem, the right there, the right then, the right now, and then you say, and the answers to your other problems are here on this website, click here, you get both. They'll only also believe that you are an authority, an expert in your industry, which is what we're looking to create in this through this series. They'll also end up on your website as well, and you can then follow them up with an autoresponder, a subscriber service, or whatever it might be that you have in place. I believe that you should spill the beans. And I've done this so many times with my search engine work, for example, with my website marketing work and articles, for example. I would pick a topic and I would just literally lay it all out there. And for example, in the small business sector, now this is the thing, it's going to depend on your marketplace, truly. You're going to have to test and measure this. But in this small business sector where I was writing articles for a trade magazine, I gave the whole lot. I answered the problem, whatever the question was being asked, I answered it. And I got tons of customers. I got so much more business than I could even handle. I literally had to start outsourcing it and giving it away. So I think you should spill the beans. I think you should answer their problem to its absolute fullest. If you can do that within a one-page tops article, all right? If it's more than that, it becomes a special report, perhaps something different, and in which case you might use a teaser to then get the report or whatever. But you're going to have to test and measure it. However, putting that aside, the earlier principles that I spoke about in this audio will not change. Here's the key. Content is what? Is it queen? No. Prince? No. Important? No. It is king. It is everything. It is the be-all. It is the end-all. You don't believe me? Look up Wikipedia. Type content is king. Look it up in Wikipedia. It will tell you. It is. It's the bee's knees. It doesn't get any better than that. So that's my top tip for today. I look forward to you joining with me, and I hope you will, in the next audio as we continue through this series, Article Writing Tips. I want for you to become an authority in your marketplace so that you can provide, here's the two solutions to their problems, quick answers with authority and with a back end that you can earn income from as well. This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, signing off. Bye-bye.